If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
We call this Extremely Local News. It's our Block Club Chicago report, and it's sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with us this morning. And what's the story on these Damon silos, Seamus? Could this actually become a concert venue?
Well, that's the working plan right now, but but it's really just sort of a pipe dream at this point. The Damon silos are, anyone that's driven the Stevenson Expressway can picture these things. They're old grain silos that sit on the side of the road. They've been vacant since 1977. They've probably been there for about 100 years or so. It's really just kind of a throwback structure, and people wonder, well, you know, what the heck is that? The state acquired them and just recently sold them to an asphalt plant. But there's preservationists, there's community groups in this area that really wanted to see something more active for the public there. So they're pitching a plan to turn this into festival grounds, sort of akin to the salt shed, how they turn the salt shed into a salt warehouse. House, and now it's a booming venue with like 9 different stages and bars and all that. So, but the thing with the salt shed is there was a lot of funding behind that and backing and a plan. Right now, this is just a dream by some of the community groups. So they're fighting. They're asking the city not to allow the demolition permit. There's actually a hearing today at the city council to talk it out. But my guess would be the aldermen are going to look and say, well, what's your plan? And the Matt Asphalt people, they haven't said what they're going to do with it, but they're an industrial company, and this is an industrial area. So we'll see what happens to the Damon silos. They were once in the Transformers movie. That's sort of their recent claim to fame, and they also have quite a collection of graffiti inside from people that have snuck in there over the years.
2900 South Damon, that could be a boon for business on the south side. And pretty soon, that vacant building across from the future Bally's Casino on West Chicago could be hopping. Tell us about this plan.
Right. The city and Universal Studios announced this yesterday. They want to turn that building right across from Bally's, the upcoming Bally's, into a giant house of horrors. They're calling it like an immersive Universal Horror Unleashed. And basically, it's just going to be a theme park for people that want to get jump scares and go through creepy mazes and sort of have Halloween throughout the year. They said it's basically like being immersed in a horror movie. And so I don't know. This doesn't sound like my cup of tea. I tend to avoid horror movies that might scare me and give me nightmares. But they're building this place now. They say maybe 2027. It's Universal Studios' first project in the Midwest, and they're doing a similar one in Las Vegas. So if this sounds great to anyone out there, you can go to Vegas later this summer.
In August. This is a hot ticket, apparently, for baseball. The Savannah Bananas. Fill us in, Shane.
This is truly the hottest ticket in town. It's coming to Sox Park August 15th and 16th. The Savannah Bananas are this two-team league called Banana Ball. And for baseball purists out there, they will hate this. This is sort of like madness on a diamond. They play baseball, but the rules are very different. There's a lot of dancing. There are people get points for doing a backflip before catching a ball. One guy bats on stilts. There is a two-hour time limit. So despite all of this extracurricular activity, they still got to wrap it up after 2 hours, which is appealing. So they got White Sox Park for 2 games. They had a lottery for tickets, and 180,000 people signed up for the lottery. They only can fit about 80,000 over 2 days, but it is jam-packed. It's sold out. Sox Park is going to be rocking, and it's a very bizarre brand of baseball, but they say it's appealing to younger crowds and kind of expanding the audience. Maybe they'll come over to the real game eventually.
Yeah, that would be nice. The Bananas have sold out 17 Major League Baseball stadiums and 3 football stadiums so far this year, and it'll be nice to see a lot of people in the rate. Thank you, Seamus. More at blockclubchicago.org.